Hello, all you Italophiles, or I guess in, I can say Sicilophiles, since that's where we're taking you today, to Sicilia. Aren't we, Rabbi? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we're taking you there this week. We're taking you there next week. And we're probably going to take you there the week after as well, because we just got back from an absolutely wonderful adventure in this glorious island. For those of you who don't know, it's the off the point of the toe of the peninsula of Italy. And it's the home of Anne's ancestors, so she has a great love for Sicily, even if it wasn't for the wonderful people that we had the opportunity to meet on our previous visits
and on this visit, too.
Two of the big names in the food and wine business in Sicily make up this week's program. First of all, by anybody's recognition, the top restaurant in Sicily.
Yeah, it's Duomo.
With two Michelin stars, Duomo in Ragusa.
I might point out, however, that there are some other good ones, too. Yeah, but I just wanted to make a mention because I was thinking of it, that with the latest stars out of Michelin, our friend Massimo Bottura at Osteria, which is in Modena, of course, not Sicily, just got his third star, and good luck, good wishes, congratulations, bravo, Massimo.
Bravo, Massimo, indeed.
Yeah.
But now back to Sicily, and bravo Duomo. But bravo, Ciccio.
Ciccio Sultano.
Here he is.
Well, here we are after, I must mention, a very long hike because we were in a pedestrian-only area of Ragusa Ibla, which is the historic town attached to Ragusa, a restaurant which is ranked best in Sicily, I believe, called Duomo for a specific reason because it's near the main cathedral. And we are interviewing the chef owner, Ciccio, which is shortened for Francesco, I just learned, Sultano, and I guess he must have had very high place ancestor or a raisin. That's a dried grape. And we're also talking to Gabriella Cicero, who is who's going to be helping us with the interview and with the translation. Thank you for having us here, both of you. We're delighted, and let's just dive right into this interview. Chef, first question we always ask is, why and how did you decide?
Quando ero piccolo, avevo 14 anni, ho iniziato il mio lavoro in una pasticceria. Il mio amore per tutto ciò che è dolce, salato e che si mangia è nato a 14 anni, quando ho iniziato a lavorare in una pasticceria e da lì, dalla pasticceria, sono andato a lavorare poi a Monaco, poi sono andato a lavorare in America, poi sono andato a lavorare un po' dappertutto, sia in Sicilia, ed eccoci qua. Oramai non riesco a staccarmi dall'amore che ho per la cucina.
My love for kitchen starts since I was 14, and my love for sweet and salt starts in a confectionery in Victoria, and then I continue to work in Monaco, in Germany, then in America, and then in Sicily, where there is my restaurant, and continue my love for kitchen and for food.
Mentioned that in America you worked with Lydia Bastianich at Felidia.
Yes, she's a wonderful woman.
Right. Okay, so where else did you work? Can you outline your career as a chef beyond Lydia?
Quando ho iniziato a lavorare, il mio primo amore di cucina e di pasticceria è stato Vincenzo Corallo, un mio maestro di vita e proprio di formazione di lavoro, dove facevo sia il bar come barman e sia pasticceria, gelateria, tavola calda, street food, e lì si è aperto un mondo.
My first love and my teacher was Vincenzo Corallo. That was a teacher of life and of my job. This was a place where I worked, and this shop was an ice cream shop, confectionery, street food. And from this place opens the food world.
Questa pasticceria is a pastry shop. Ma in the Sicily pastry shop is all. Poi dopo la pasticceria sono andato a lavorare in Germania, a Monaco di Baviera, dove ci sono andato perché avevo bisogno di un po' di soldini.
Sardinia?
Ma lì, soldini.
Wow.
For la, for live.
And, you needed the money.
Ma,
that translates.
Oh no. Ma lì ho imparato tantissime cose importanti. Cioè, a cucinare le carni rosse e scure. Selvaggina da penna e selvaggina da pelo.
Game, rabbit, yes. Elk,
pigeon
is pulled.
Venison.
Game. Lì ho imparato. Then I went to Monaco di Baviera because I needed money. And then I learned to cook game. And then I returned here in Sicily.
Dopo Monaco mi sono iniziato di nuovo a lavorare qui in Sicilia. Dopo un periodo di cucina nei ristoranti in Sicilia sono andato a lavorare a New York, dove è stato bellissimo conoscere Lidia Bastianich e Fortunato Nicotra. Lo chef, due persone fantastiche che mi hanno dato tanto nella mia esperienza di vita.
Yeah, lo conosco.
After Germany, I worked in several restaurants in Sicily and then I went to New York and I worked with Bastianich and Nicotra, two important person that I now admire and from who I learned a lot for my life. And the name of a restaurant is Felidia.
That's her flagship restaurant, yes.
And after my experience in Lidia Bastianich, when I come back to Sicily, and after open my restaurant and go to Los Angeles, and my next special name is Piero Selvaggio.
Oh, Selvaggio, yeah. We know him too.
He's a fantastic man. He's a front man, very original.
Yeah, but Los Angeles is one crazy place, huh? Pazzo, Los Angeles.
Yes, he's a crazy. Ma, Las Vegas too.
I see. So you were both restaurants in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. For
I love Sicily. I love Sicily. It's a good experience for my life.
How would you describe why did you open Duomo?
Sì. La necessità di avere un posto proprio dove esprimere quello che ho dentro nella mia testa era importante. E questo è stato il mio passo decisivo quando io dentro di me mi sono sentito pronto. E allora ho messo a disposizione di me stesso e degli altri e con Angelo tutto quello che ho fatto.
I opened the restaurant Duomo because I wanted to have my own restaurant to share my work experience and my project.
And I think we should mention that he found a very welcome partner in ownership with Angelo, because Angelo contributes, although he has no restaurant background. He loves the good life. He loves to eat and drink.
Yes.
So that's a good partner.
Yes, it's important.
Okay, so here we are, and you have Duomo, which has, I believe, two Michelin stars?
Yes.
Yes, and it's a very important restaurant. How would you describe the style of the food here?
In Sicily, it's very difficult to have two Michelin stars. The Michelin star is an important project for the, because...
Oh, it's amazing.
I think it's like a third Michelin star in Paris. To my cuisine, io la definirei con tre parole. Tradizione. Modernità, storia.
And creativo o no?
No, poi dalla tradizione.
Tradizione, ok.
Nasce la storia. Tradizione è quello che noi oggi abbiamo. La modernità racchiude innovazione, creatività, la storia e tutte le dominazioni, da quella greca, i fenici, bizantini, arabi, greci, romani, inglesi, francesi, spagnoli, alcuni piccoli cenni austriaci, perché quando c'è stata l'era borbonica si sono sposati fra di loro borboni con francesi, un po' mischiati con gli austriaci, dunque è stato una grande La Sicilia è sempre stata centro.
Describe the Ciccio kitchen with the three words: modernity, history and tradition, because the food for Ciccio is a way to collect the history of Sicily. That is a history that sees different nation: Arabic, Greek, English, Romans, and the
Phoenician.
The different domination that have dominated Sicily. And the food is the expression of this history of domination.
Right.
Sono troppo vicino. Quando si parla di cucina, la modernità racchiude l'attuale, quello che siamo noi oggi, l'innovazione, la creatività, il modo di porci oggi nei nostri clienti è diverso di quello di ieri. Dunque è più moderno. La modernità, le tre parole sono tradizione, modernità e storia. Non puoi, tutte e tre vanno insieme. Anche, poi dico un'altra cosa della tradizione.
Innovation for Ciccio Cuisine means to express the food what we are now, real now. And we express the tradition now.
Right. Which is, it's different from when Ragusa thrived. It's different, it's modern.
Io volevo dire una cosa della tradizione. La tradizione, prima di diventare tradizione, è stata innovazione.
Sì.
Sempre. È una stratificazione sociale che nasce con le dominazioni, ma anche con i luoghi dove vanno a vivere le cose. Dunque la tradizione, che dalla etimologia italiana sta a significare tradire ciò che fai. Dunque diventa innovazione, è un divenire.
Innovation is a tradition. Innovation means what we were before. And is a process that change.
Brilliant, 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 chef. What about your menu here? Do you change your menu frequently? Do you do a degustazione? Do you have a la carte? Or just some general information about how people eat in this restaurant. What is the menu like?
Il menu da noi è molto stagionale.
Okay.
In base alle stagioni cambiano i prodotti. Però ci sono alcuni piatti che sono storici.
The menu here follows the food that we find during the seasons. But there are some dishes that we never change because it belongs to the history of our restaurant.
Can you tell us what those dishes are, the ones that don't change ever?
Il tortino di formaggio ragusano è un'altra ricetta, è il maialino nero dei Nebrodi che a volte cambia, diciamo, vestito. Ma è sempre lui.
Allora, the dish that we never change is the ragusano tortino, that is a dish made with ragusano cheese, DOP, one small tureen of cheese, and another historical dish is
black pork of the Nebrodi Mountain.
The black pork from Nebrodi Mount.
Oh, okay, that's the place, those are black pigs, huh?
Yes,
black pigs.
Okay, we're down to what all of our listeners adore. They love the descriptions of each dish. Can you select certain dishes from your menu which you can describe the composition of? Listeners love to hear all the details of food.
E i miei piatti posso descriverli con poche parole: buoni e siciliani.
I have just two words to describe my dishes, and are delicious, good, and Sicilian.
Please, chef, select one or two dishes from the menu that you can talk about.
Sì.
Like, go ahead, your choice.
Io volevo dire un'altra cosa del nostro menu. Quando è importante, noi facciamo un menu anche degustazione, che è un menu molto sartoriale.
Sartoriale,
tailor-made.
Sì, perché non tutti amano le stesse cose. Cerchiamo di entrare nel cuore del cliente. Uh-huh. Ed è il menu si chiama Siquiglia.
I can define our menu with a word tailor-made, and means that people doesn't love everything the same thing. And the menu that responds to this desire of people is Siquiglia. Is an Arabic, we use an Arabic word, Siquiglia, to define a menu.
Tell where the restaurant is located, because we had some trouble getting here. Also, who does come here, and how do people find out about the restaurant and make a reservation?
Da una porta all'altra porta c'è un amico, dall'altra all'altra. No.
Okay,
io raccomando, quando si prenota al Duomo, raccomando per email o per telefono, se di chiedere a noi, anche se noi stessi solitamente diamo informazioni su come trovarci, e anche via email Angelo può mandare delle informazioni di map. Inoltre solitamente capita che qualcuno non riesce a posteggiare e posteggiamo noi la macchina. Dunque siamo molto disponibili per quello che un cliente ha bisogno. Quello che è importante comunque è chiedere come venire qui da noi, e poi noi con poche parole riusciamo a spiegarlo.
Our restaurant is in Via Capitano Bocchieri, but when a client makes a reservation via email, we give detailed information, how to park, where is located the restaurant, and we can park the car for the client without problems.
You seem to have, we are currently in a wine cellar of sorts, you seem to have an emphasis on wines. Can you tell us a little bit about your wine program? Are they all Sicilian wines?
Ovvio, questo è sempre in divenire. Lavoriamo sempre sugli abbinamenti, ma lavoriamo soprattutto sulla qualità dei vini che vengono serviti. Questo si occupa sia Angelo che Valerio e Claudio. Oltre qui, che abbiamo una piccola cave du jour, noi a 30 metri abbiamo una cantina, dove in futuro di sopra faremo anche dei piccoli corsi di cucina, dove sotto si potranno degustare i vini e venire a mangiare.
We work frequently with the pairing wine and food, and we have staff of Claudio, Valerio, that work frequently with wine. And Angelo, naturally. And we have our wine cellar at Vertumator from the restaurant. And in the next, we will do a cuisine course and with the wine parents.
Col vino, la nostra cantina è circa 130 metri quadrati. Dentro ci sono circa 15.000 bottiglie con 1000.
Our wine cellar is one vert meter quarters and owns more than 1000 labels.
How many?
And 50,000 wine bottles.
Wow. Is restaurant scene, the dining scene in Sicily very different from the mainland? I mean, there are in mainland Italy, there are restaurants being very experimental, such as, say, Massimo Bottura. How is Sicily different? What's happening in Sicily in dining today?
La cucina siciliana oggi è molto diversa rispetto a quella di prima. Noi
originale.
Molto originale. 11 anni fa abbiamo iniziato un percorso noi, dove con noi oggi abbiamo molti altri colleghi siciliani che stanno facendo questo lavoro di rimodernare e dare più dignità a quello che in realtà già esiste. Per quanto riguarda la cucina moderna che c'è oggi in Italia, io faccio parte dei Cavalieri della Cucina, che racchiudono dal nord al sud tutta una serie di chef, tra cui Massimo Bottura, Massimiliano Laimo, Per Bellini,
sì,
Norbert Nierkofler in Alto Adige, Gennarino Esposito a Vico Equense, Antonino Carnavacciolo in Piemonte, Davide Scabin in Piemonte. Sì. Siamo tutti tanti amici che insieme abbiamo firmato un accordo di quello che è la cucina in Italia oggi.
between the rest of Italy for the Sicilian cuisine is that is original. But 11 years ago, I started to give a new characteristics to Sicilian cuisine, but with the modernity to the tradition that existed before. Furthermore, I belong to an association called the Cavalieri della Cucina Italiana, and to this association belong to Alaimo, Pierbellini, Cannavacciuolo, Scabin from different parts and the regions of Italy. And there is an important accord with these other cooks to give more dignity to Italian food and Italian cuisine traditions.
In Spain, for example, in France too, but in Spain more so, there are a lot of really fine, accomplished female chefs. Are there Sicilian female chefs that are...
Sicilia è un continente molto grande, è una regione tra le più grandi d'Italia e in sé racchiude una cucina italiana molto diversa dal resto dell'Italia. Un po' per riparlare di quello di poco fa, no? La storia e la tradizione che ha la Sicilia, per poterla interpretare, si ha bisogno di più tempo. Oggi ci sono diversi nomi importanti in Sicilia, di cui uno che preferisco molto è Pino Cuttaia.
Sicily is different from the rest of Italy. I'm referring to the question before, and a colleague that I ex-mate much is Pino Cuttaia is doing an important work about Sicilian tradition.
Allora, la domanda della donna in Sicilia. La famiglia è di tipologia matriarcale. Molte donne cucinano nelle trattorie, in piccoli ristoranti, hotel, trattoria. Una donna brava in Sicilia è Patrizia Di Benedetto del Bye Bye Blues, che ha preso una stella Michelin quest'anno.
Sì, dove?
Lermo, Mondello. Patrizia Di Benedetto.
Ok.
Del Bye Bye Blues di Mondello.
Bye Bye Blues.
Bye bye blues.
Bui bui, è scritto bui bui blues, Ipsilon.
In Sicily is very important to the family, is the center of our social organization. And
la famiglia
is very important.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground here, and Ciccio, I'm looking forward to having a wonderful lunch, and we'll be able to learn more about your cuisine then. And I think that you have been absolutely marvelous in translating. You're taking notes furiously and you're doing a great job. And thank you all again. And we'll be back here at lunchtime.
Thank you.
After we finished our interview with Ciccio, and remembered another question that you wanted to ask him, who were some of his favorite chefs he admired the most, so here was his answer to complete out our session with him.
In Italy, I love so much the family Aimo Moroni and Nadia. Aimo and Nadia in Milan is an incredible family and incredible cuisine. Ma I love the family Alaimo, all yeah. Family, your father, your brother, Max Alaimo. The mother of Max is incredible stuff.
She got the first star.
Yes.
Mother.
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rita.
I like this family, and for me is the good example for organization, for organize all my cuisine.
Yes. It's an empire now.
And we'll be back after a short break.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.
Thanks for waiting for us. We have now another really dear friend coming up. we interviewed Alessio Planeta way back when. I think it was his, the very first time we interviewed someone out of the studio on site in Italy with the portable audio equipment. Is that correct, Rabbit?
It was. It was in 2004, and we didn't even have the setup we have today. But it was fun to catch up with him again. We had threatened to do that when we went back to Sicily.
He's so much fun, too.
Yeah, this is a truly remarkable family and a truly remarkable man. And after you hear him talk about Planeta and Sicily, you'll understand why. And towards the end of the interview, we talk about a new part of their venture, a place to stay and a place to eat called Forestieria. And we have the chef.
Forestieria.
And we have the chef, Angelo Pumilia, who's going to be coming up towards the end of this segment.
After 500 years and 12 generations, you might think that the Planeta family would stop doing new things. But it turns out that that's the opposite of what they're doing. 7 years ago, we met Alessio Planeta in Zambuca di Sicilia in the pouring rain, and we talked about the operation that he was running then, and some wines that were new, and some olive oil that was relatively new. We're back 7 years later, and a different part of the Planeta empire, which we're going to talk some more about. But I thought that we should begin at the beginning, Alessio, if once again you can take us back to the time when this new Planeta, if you like, came into existence.
Oh, thanks very much for these words. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Han. Okay, to be honest, in the last 5 years, a lot of things happens here in Sicily, in Planeta.
We can see.
We like to say that Planeta was and is now a collection of boutique wineries. So we are not a big winery. We are like a collection of small wineries around Sicily. Because as you said, we start everything in Zambuca and Menfi, in the southwest part of Sicily, where we was born, where our family was based since century. But starting from 97, 98, think about the project, and the project was, okay, why don't we move in other parts of Sicily, choosing the best terroir in Sicily, trying to produce some wine who represent really tradition of Sicilian wine. So we go first to Vittoria in 97, planting the vineyards, then in Noto in 98, then in Ondietta in 96, and then in Capo Milazzo in 2010. In each of these places, we plant the vineyards, and some years later, when the vineyards was ready, we have done a winery. So now we say in each terroir, we have a different winery, and from each winery, we produce some wine. So now Planeta have different winery in each corner of Sicily. On the Etna, the winery is not done because we'll be ready next vintage, next year. On Capo Milazzo, we planted the vineyards 1 year ago, so it's a long-term project. But at the end of this, we will be able to represent, if I can say, all Sicily. On the west part, the new wave of Sicilian wine. On the east part, on the north part, the traditional Sicilian wine.
You're going to have to go back and explain that to me in a minute, but finish up. Go ahead.
So this is the idea, and I'm very proud to say that each of these places is different, each wine is different, terroir are different, architecture of the winery is different, and of course the wine is expression of Sicily. And after many years I arrived to this. There are three reasons to love Sicilian wine, and I hope that people agree with me. So the first reason is that Sicily have a very long history in wine. We produce wine since 25th century in this island. The second reason is that Sicily have a lot of biodiversity. We have 20 native grapes and 20 more than we are studying. So I like to say that we have 40 native grapes and a lot of, and all the French grapes here. So it's like to say that we can paint a picture with a lot of color. And the third reason is that in Sicily we have a lot of diversity in the climate and the soils. And for this we have the longest harvest in the world. We have 3 months of harvest. This year I start the harvest in 9 of August, going into the beach in the morning and going in the wine in the afternoon. And I didn't finish the the harvest. I have the last day on the Etna, so I will finish the harvest on the first week of November. 90 days of harvest in an island.
That's,
I think,
really
is a record. I think it's amazing. Yeah.
Now you told us something else before that was sort of fundamental too to the new Planeta, and that was that a member of your family, it was your grandfather, I think, said to you one day, "If I give you some money, or I am going to give you some money, and you must make good Sicilian wine." I think you told us that. Yeah. And I think you forgot.
Tell us.
Forgot
you
to tell us that.
I mean,
this is really very important.
Yeah.
And you are part of a movement, whether you like it or not. Perhaps you're a leader of a movement towards real quality Sicilian wine.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the 7 years since we were here last, seen an enormous change in all the wines that are available. So you've lifted every boat, if you like, of Sicilian wine by throwing down the challenge and saying, we know how to make great wine here, world-class wine here.
Yeah, you said it, but we start, I think Sicily have a great potential, and sometimes in some area we are still in a process of learning more and more every year. And there is a big potential, especially in some areas. And we start really in a different era, if I can say. Because when we planted our vineyards in 85, and the first vintage was in 95, so 10 years of experimentation, perception of Sicilian wine and our culture of wine also, like winemakers, like wine drinker, like wine lovers, was totally different. Now I think Sicily is on the right place.
Yes.
in the wine list in the world, but we have a lot of things to do and to learn. And we are working hardly in the last years to really show people how different are different terroirs in Sicily. And this is, I think, is a very, really a, what we have to do in the future, step by step, year after year.
But you do identify every single one of these diverse wines as Planeta.
Yes. We do this because I'm the winemaker, so I like to put the name of my family or of us on each label. So to say that Planeta, me and other people in the company are totally responsible for what we do. Each of our wine is done with our grapes in our vineyards, and these vineyards are planted by us, projected by us. So we have all the process in the end. So this is something that for us is very important.
So what we're going to do next is we're going to have the fun part of this interview. We're going to taste some of the wines which are new, wines which we have never tasted and which you have brought to the market just in the last few years. So we have one in a glass in front of us. Alessio, what do we have here?
Okay, we try to do a virtual tour of Sicily with these three wines, because we will go in the three different corners of Sicily. The first wine is our Caricante 2010. So for this wine, we are on the Etna. So we are testing our white wine from Etna that we've done a few bottles in 2009, and this is 2010. And for me, it's a very interesting expression of this white wine from the mountains. The vineyards are at 890 meters, so are really high. Soils, of course, are black, like all the interesting soils on the Etna.
It's volcanic.
Volcanic, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's exactly on the volcano.
It's very volcanic right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Etna is speaking to Sicilians right now, I think.
Every Etna never sleep. It relaxes itself, but never sleeps. So
it's a he.
Yeah.
Not a she.
At the moment, you have some ash. You have some also not lava, but it's far. Etna, you have to visit Etna to understand. It's an enormous volcano.
Yes, yeah. I have seen it. I climbed the 900 stairs in Terramina to be able to get a morning view of.
It's beautiful.
And it's magnificent.
So let's
take a moment. We'll stop the recording, and we'll sample this wine, and then we'll ask Alessio to describe it.
This is our Caricante 2010. We are talking here about a variety that grows only in this area in Sicily. There are a few hectares of this variety. And the flavor of this wine are typical of the wine from the mountain. So white flower, mineral, a lot of acidity, vibrant acidity. It's a wine for a long aging. I've been in the Etna to producing two different wines, of course, white and red, of course, Caricante and Nerello Mascalese. But I had a dream since a lot of times to make a white wine without woods for long aging. Of course, the model of this wine is, of course, German wines. The flavor are completely different because the variety are different. But a philosophy of the wine is that. And I think that it's very interesting to visit the vineyards on the Etna because they are totally in balance with the atmosphere, with the place. And we have our farm is in two different blocks. One block is Sciarra Nuova and the other one is Monte La Guardia. And we are close to build a winery that will be ready for the next vintage. And so it's an interesting project. And we have a totally 15 hectares of vineyards on the Etna. That is a big surface considering that in the Etna, in the Vulcan, you have to go through the lava, through the forest, and through the so it's not easy to have to find a big extension there.
Yeah, but it's also impossible to duplicate by other wineries. There's no other terroir like it.
No, exactly. It's really, for me, was new. 2009 was first vintage. This is 2010 the second. And I see the quality growing and growing year after year. And to do the harvest on the first week of November, like we will do this year, this 2011 vintage, for me, is something really, really new.
So this is a really ripe wine because this is high up. Is that why the vintage is so late? Because the elevation of but you're not worried at this point that rain or anything like that is going to spoil it.
Happens, but we had many days of rain. But when you have rain in late autumn, like we are, and the temperature are low, like are now, you don't have problem of disease because it's a, I don't know, maybe it's a cold rain. So this is why you don't have this. Grapes are very clean. I've done 90% of the harvest, but I leave 10%. Because I want to do something very late and to see what's happening.
And this is among the sort of the German approach that you mentioned earlier on.
Exactly. When you do the harvest in Etna, you go there, and I remember I had the same atmosphere on Mosel. You have some fog, low temperature. You do the harvest with coat and hat. And you are in Sicily, and this is something people don't know, maybe.
Okay, so let's just recap. The name of the wine is...
Caricante Planeta 2007.
And that's also the name of the grape.
Yeah, exactly.
Caricante,
yeah.
Okay, great. Let's stop there and recharge for our next adventure. Well, that was wonderful white wine, and I forgot to turn the microphone back on, which gives you some idea of what a great wine it was. And now we're moving on to wine number two, which is red. Yeah. Alessio?
Yes, wine number two is our Dorilli, is our Cerasuolo di Vittoria Classico DOCG 2009. And this is the first vintage of this wine. We produce Cerasuolo di Vittoria since 10 years in our farm in Vittoria. And from 2009 vintage, we decided to make also a Cerasuolo di Vittoria Classico. Our farm in Vittoria is really, really beautiful. We drive only 2 hours from the Etna, but it's really another world because we drive to the south and the farm is very close to the sea. Soils are red and sandy and we are 30 meters sea level and the soils are red and sandy. So the wine that we produce there are very aromatic, very interesting, very intense and not big. So this is the typical characters of Cerasuolo di Vittoria. And this is the only one Sicilian DOCG. It's a blend of two grapes, Nero d'Avola and Frappato. And if the Nero d'Avola grows in all Sicily, as you know, Frappato grows only in the area of Vittoria. It's a really local grape. The most interesting thing from the wine from Vittoria for me is the very unique, distinctive smell of strawberry, of pomegranate, really typical. And the Cerasuolo di Vittoria Classico, what means? There are some rules that you have to follow to make the Cerasuolo di Vittoria Classico. And the most important things is that there must be a blend where the Nero d'Avola must be more than the Cerasuolo. And in this case, we have 70 of Nero d'Avola and 30 of Frappato. And then you have to age the wine. So we age the wine in wood, but we used tonneau, not barriques, just to have a little bit, only a touch of wood on this wine, not too much, and to preserve the flavor and the aromas of the wine.
I want to just mention here as an aside for Anne's benefit that when we were staying in Modica earlier in our trip, the wine that we had one evening that we were there was 100% Frappato from Vittoria, and Modica, of course, is not so very far away from there.
Yeah.
So we're gonna pause now and enjoy this distinctive new wine.
Dorilli, tasting Dorilli is very interesting. It's a, as I said before, it's a distinctive wine. So the flavors are typical of the area. You have this, for me, cherry jam. You say cherry marmalade. I don't know if you say cherry jam. And strawberry, any kind of small red fruit. Tannins are very soft and velvet. This is the Carta Solo. You don't have here a big wine. This is why, for example, traditionally in Sicily we used to drink Cerasuolo with fish. We used to drink Cerasuolo with tuna fish, for example, with swordfish.
Oh, that would be good, actually.
Yeah. So because it's not an aggressive wine. It's a really soft the mouth, and the color is intense, but it's not so dark because you grow this wine on the sandy soils. So it's a, I think it's an interesting experience, and all the southeast part of Sicily is an area where you have a very interesting wine. You have the only Sicilian DOCG. You have beautiful olive oil. You have the most interesting Sicilian restaurants, because all the Michelin star in Sicily are based in the area of Ragusa, in the area of Vittoria, in the area of Barocco. So there is a lot of interesting things to do for gourmet people around the world in that area.
Alessio just said to me, when they chose the name of this wine, Plumbago, they did get the message that it might not be such a great idea for the English market, where lumbago has a different meaning altogether. But nevertheless, we're launching into a third new wine for Planeta with the wonderful name of Plumbago, and I can't wait to find out why they call it that.
Yes, for the Plumbago 2009, we go back to the origin, because this is our Nero d'Avola, pure Nero d'Avola, done in the vineyards of Sambuca in Sicilia, so where we was born, where our project was born. So this is interesting, because when people show you a Nero d'Avola, you have to ask, okay, but coming from where in Sicily? Because each corner is different and each area is different. So the Nero d'Avola from the west part, the one that we are testing here, have a typical flavor of plums. Is a very complex Nero d'Avola on a little bit of a different style than in the southern east part of Sicily. So plums for me are the right fruit to describe the characters of this Nero d'Avola. It's a medium body wine. It's not an enormous wine. Nero d'Avola is like this. You are not drinking a French variety here. You are drinking a Sicilian native grapes. Elegant, distinctive, and perfect, for example, to taste with the Sicilian typical second dishes done with meat. It could be lamb, could be sausage, could be beef, could be tasty Sicilian second dishes.
So we're going to take another break. Before we leave the subject of wine, Alessio wants to talk to us about a new project in a part of Sicily that is so northerly, it's almost an island, called Cape Milazzo, where you're starting on a really new adventure.
Yeah, this is maybe the more incredible adventure in wine for us, because there was an interesting story about the north of Sicily. The north of Sicily was the only area where viticulture survived during Roman times. Because when Romans arrived in Sicily, it was for 7th century between the 4th century before and 4th century after Christ, they start to produce a lot of wheat in Sicily. They produce wine only in the north part of Sicily. In that area, they used to produce the Mamertino. Mamertino was when Julius Caesar conquest Gallia, so, you know, conquest France, and we are very proud of this. Especially in the last days, when they laugh about Italy. By the way, when Julius Caesar conquest Gallia, he make a big party, and during this party he drink Mamertino. So this is interesting for us. And Mamertino was the wine of the warrior. The Mamertino came from Mars. From Mars.
From Mars, yeah. God of War.
Yeah. So it's an interesting area by the side of the history, but it's a very interesting area also by the side of the, like, a wine producer, because terroir is unique. These are the only soils in Sicily that come from a special, they are schistic soils, and there are two grapes that are cultivated there. One is Nero d'Avola, and the other one is Nocera, that is grows only in the north part of Sicily. And the area is like a promontory coming out from the mainland like floating on the sea, because it's like a rock, a big rock, because it's 30 hectares. So the vineyards looked the Aeolian island in front of them, and they have the sea on the right and sea on the left. So it's really, really an interesting, like to be in a boat, you know, it's really beautiful. Find this farm that was completely abandoned since a lot of times, and we restore and we plant the vineyards, and in a couple of years we will do the winery and the wine there. It's a small production. We are talking about 8 hectares of vineyards, no more. But it is really an opportunity to rediscover an area that is a part of Sicilian history.
You have expanded your growing and wine production throughout Sicily, retaining the characteristic of Sicilian wines. But one of the other things you're doing, I think, is it's not just marketing, it's essentially education, because you're now transferring this wine culture of Sicily to the rest of the world. How far flung is that?
We have done this since 96. We are very proud of this, because we travel around the world, always talking about, first about Sicily, then about Planeta. So we support our land, because I think that Sicily is the center of Mediterranean. So we are the center of many interesting food, wine, oil, food production. But we have to work harder to let people know what is the real Sicily. And this is what we do since the beginning. Now we are present in 75 different countries, sometimes with a few quantity of wine, right. But very proud about this, to be honest. And there is a lot of things to do in front of us.
Uh-huh.
As you know.
It never stops.
Never stops, yeah. And so.
And you have olive oil?
Yes, we have not far from where we are in La Foresteria here in Memphis, we have an olive farm. So with the same philosophy, that we had a big farm on the beach where I live. So they are like 100 hectares. And since decades, they ask us to make hotels and buildings and something like this. And many years ago, we decided, okay, to preserve this area, we plant 100 hectares of olives here. They became like a green area of the area facing the sea. And we have done the olive press in the center. So all the process is done by us. 2 hours after the harvest, the olives are oil.
See, well, we just tasted the difference between freshly pressed, first pressed, freshly pressed olive oil, and something a year later is absolutely astonishing. Ah, I love the fresh.
Now, there are two things that I noticed about your olive oil program. Since the last time we talked, when you said you were doing exactly this, you had a vineyard for olives, you said. One is that you're actually making olive oil and you're taking the stones out of the olives first, the pits out of the olives first.
Some of it, right.
Yeah. And then the second is that you have a DOP called Val di Mazara. Mm-hmm. So if you can you tell us quickly about those two things?
We produce a small quantity of destoned olive oil. What means? Means that before crushing, we separate stones by the
from the pulp.
Why we do this? Not because we have time to lose, but because in the center of the seed, you have another soft seed where you have a little bit of oil that is different. So the concept, this project was, Luigi Veronelli think about this. The stoned olive oil give you the pure taste of the variety. So the destoned olive oil are a little bit more poor, a little bit more varietal, if I can say. So this is why we do this.
But from what you've said, you're really not pursuing that course of olive oil making heartily, are you? You do a lot of other olive oil making. Do you think there was that big a difference in stoning at first?
I give you this answer. Quality is done by details. This is an important detail. That is, don't change dramatically the quality of oil, but a little bit, yes. And this little bit could be the difference between something that you like and something that make you dream. So there is a difference.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
I like that expression. So I turn my microphone on, I don't do better. There's a difference between something you like and something that makes you dream. I really think that's just a beautiful way of putting it.
Yeah, I read actually where they do something pulverizing the olive stones, but I can't remember what it is.
and you also have your own DOP.
Yes, we have our area. We have a DOP Val di Mazara that is a To produce an olive oil, DOP is very important. I think it's a really, when people find a DOP on the bottle, they can be sure that the olive oil is checked by many, many different sites and is a very quality, olive oil. DOP means Val di Mazara, is a mix of three varieties. Nocellara del Belice, Cerasola, and Biancolilla. And the area of production is on the, between the central and southwest part of Sicily. And it's a place where we make this, our olive oil that have this special taste of artichoke, green tomato, basil, very aromatic olive oil and very interesting olive oil.
So many other things that I would love to talk to you about in terms of your wine and your oil, such as opening up markets in Asia, but I we're going to have to do that another time. I want to jump to where we are now. Where are we? And this is another new venture. So, Alessio, tell us about what a beautiful place we're in. Tell us about it.
Thank you very much. Okay, we are here in La Foresteria. La Foresteria is our small wine resort. After many years of hosting people in the winery to do tastings and to have lunch or dinner, sometimes, to be honest, a very good lunch or dinner, because my aunts, my family used to cook they used to cook very well for our guests and for us. And we said, okay, it's time to make the food and wine experience and also the staying in this area complete. So we have done this small wine resort with 14 rooms, and we tried to project the La Foresteria like our house. So we are in the middle of the vineyards, rooms are comfortable, and we have a big kitchen. Where we find a great friend and a great chef, that is Angelo Pumiglia. So we can make here also, we cook for our guests, and also we do sometimes cooking lessons. And we try to give people the experience of, we call it the Sicilian experience. So it's an experience done with a mix of flavor, taste, but also culture, because we stay in an interesting place. We are 5 minutes from Serinunte and very close to Agrigento, Trapani or Palermo, so you can visit many different places from here. And you can have a gourmet experience in Sicily. And I think that for some reason, Sicily is really the new world for a food experience, because people used to go to Tuscany, they used to go to Piemonte, but now it's time to come to visit Sicily. And we opened 1 year and a half ago. It is not our business, so at the beginning it was not easy, but now things start to work very well.
Well, it's beautiful. Yeah. I must say that you have to be happy just looking out the window at the wonderful vineyards and the lavender plants and the, anyhow, and the table set for 30 people. Communal table is gorgeous, although in summer you say if you don't want to eat with anybody, you could go outside and eat at tables outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, you could have private rooms wherever you want or go off to eat. But I'm looking forward to having 30 really interesting people in that glittering table.
And
we're going to now talk to your chef. So you could go rest while we talk to your chef about this and also the adjunct business, which is a cooking school.
Thank you very much. I asked the chef, but he was here 5 years ago, 6 years ago,
seven years ago.
And you find a lot of new projects. You have to come back in 3-4 years,
okay?
Because we will see something new. So because we like to work to bring Sicily around the world, so. Maybe we'll taste the first glass of Mamertino together, or something new coming from the Etna, or something new project. Let's see.
So you don't know what it is yet, but you're predicting it will be new.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, not only were we delighted to be here, but it was really a pleasure to meet Chef Angelo Pumiglia. Is that correct, Chef?
Yes, it's correct. Pumiglia. Pumiglia is a quality of cherry. It's a Italian cherry.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's good. You were the chef here at the facility known as La Foresteria, which is a place to stay, a restaurant, and a cooking school. Is that correct?
Absolutely. La Foresteria is an amazing place.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, in the middle of the vineyards, you can see the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, and I think it's very relaxing place for everybody. It's for family, for wine fan, for wine supporter. I think everybody can stay very well here.
Is it newly built? It's not an old building.
No, no, it's an old building style, okay? But it's a new building. So was built 2 years ago. So very young building, very young team. I think all the staff is under 40. So
really?
Yeah, it's very, very young.
And small number of rooms. How many rooms?
We have 14 rooms.
And you have a fitness center, a pool, you have assorted activities, including a cooking school. Tell us about this cooking school.
One of the important for us is the cooking class for everybody, just for professional and also for normal people.
Oh, for professionals too?
Absolutely. Usually for professional, we organize a kind of meeting with a lot of Star Michelin chefs and other important...
Star Michelin Sicilian chefs.
Sicilian chefs that met the people and talking with them to teach something.
I'd like to do that, but we're not here long enough. We are long enough here, however, to just enjoy the setting, the tranquil setting, and also to have the evening program, which is we all meet at 8 o'clock for aperitivo.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, and the table is so gorgeous, set for 30 people.
Yeah.
With all the crystal and we all eat together. And I guess most of the people stay here, right?
Yes, I think they was a very good idea. Make here the same that you can find in all the Sicilian house, because we like share the food. We like stay with friends, with family. So Planeta family think about this big table. I know in 2012, maybe it's a little bit crazy that people that coming from different countries and having different background meet together and enjoy the food together.
Oh,
but
I think it's
for
wonderful.
For us, it's absolutely normal. For Sicilian, every foreign that come in Sicily feel like at home, because we care about this ambient. We care about that. You know, the guests stay at home. So all together, we share the food, we share the wine.
So we're having a Sicilian family experience.
Absolutely. Right. This is a really 100% Sicilian style.
Now tell us, give us a hint at what we're going to be eating tonight.
Usually we have a set menu changing every day. So we make everyday fresh stuff. And today we are at this moment in an amazing season for Sicily. It's autumn. For me, it's one of the best seasons to stay. Tonight you will have special soup called macco. Macco is dried fava beans soup. It's 100% traditional, served with ricotta cheese cannolo. You know, maybe that ricotta cheese cannolo usually is
savory.
A dessert, but tonight will be a salted cannolo.
It'll be a savory cannolo.
Savory.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
And I'm ready for that one, Chef.
The first course is a lasagna. Lasagna made with pork, very, very tender pork, in a langoustine sauce.
Yeah, we are close to the ocean, aren't we? Yes.
Will be good. And the main course will be a veal tenderloin, slow cooking in a vacuum bag with our Planeta Scotch whiskey.
With what?
Planeta Scotch whiskey.
I didn't know Planeta made Scotch whiskey.
No, we have just the brand. We send our barrique in Scotland. In local distillery, and they put the Scotch whiskey inside, and the flavor is with Chardonnay flavor, with Syrah, or with Nero d'Avola.
Oh, anything else you'd like to tell us?
The dessert will be semifreddo di mandorla. It's one of the most popular desserts in Sicily.
Well, it sounds just absolutely delicious. And I think that the cooking school itself is family members share their own private, the Planeta family recipes. I think it's a winner.
It's unique because, yeah. Of course, you can learn everywhere all around the world with Google. You can, you know, learn by a website page, the recipe of caponata, of, I don't know, other, the cassata, other traditional recipes, Sicilian recipes. But of course, if you stay here, you can meet the real Sicilian people that teach you how do you make the recipes. So with we have our Planeta aunts, three amazing ladies that know a lot of things about cuisine. So usually they come to stay with us during the cooking class, and it's amazing time for the guests, because everybody we care about that the recipe of the cooking class are easy to do, because our pleasure is when you come back at home, you can make in easy way the recipes.
Well, that sounds fabulous, and it's been a pleasure meeting you, and I can't wait for dinner.
Would be a pleasure for me,
madame. Chef, thank you. Grazie mille.
Grazie a voi.
Well, the only thing is I forgot to pick up the latest calendar, because we have his very large calendar covering up one side of our old refrigerator, and it's 2 years out of date.
It cycles of the moon on it.
Oh, it's very pretty.
Which I guess you worry about if you have a lot of wine properties. Anyway, it's hard to believe that an hour has flown by. We're ready to sign off for today. We'll see you again same time, same place next week with more about Sicilia.
Bye-bye.